And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020. Today in the news, gold at various times and to various degrees has correlated with the inflation rate, reports Seeking Alpha. It would not be unreasonable to expect that in the present situation, gold and inflation might behave in a similar fashion to the 2008-09 era, where both trended higher. Gold, the Fed funds rate, and inflation today are repeating this pattern from 2008-09, which implies that gold will rise over the next few years. Well, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky addressed the Senate Monday afternoon and his colleagues as they prepared to vote for the $900 billion coronavirus relief package and told his fellow Republicans who backed the stimulus that they're no better than the Democrats that they criticize who align themselves with socialism, reports Fox News. If free money was the answer, if money really did grow on trees, why not give more free money, said Paul. Why not give it out all the time? Why stop at $600 a person? Why not $1,000? Why not $2,000? If we can print out money with impunity, why not do it? Do we really want to stimulate growth? Then end the foolish COVID-19 lockdown that has decimated small business and hundreds of thousands of jobs, reports Issues and Insights. This is not stimulus by any means. It is the economic equivalent of putting a dying patient on life support. So call this bill what it is: government relief for a problem the government itself caused through mandated lockdowns. Policymakers view COVID-19 pandemic not as a tragedy, but as a massive opportunity to increase the size of government, raise taxes, and limit long-cherished freedoms for people around the world. And lastly, the SolarWinds cyber incident could be the most significant in American history, reports Wall Street Journal. Russian intelligence, likely the SVR, the Foreign Intelligence Branch, infiltrated and sat undetected on government networks for nearly 10 months. SolarWinds says that it has more than 300,000 customers, including 400 of the 500 Fortune 500 companies. That's a lot of potential victims. It appears that this was purely an intelligence gathering effort, less like tapping into a phone and more like breaking into a library and wandering around. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy it right now.